Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Well, after a little bit of a delay over the last couple of days, where I was just releasing some things in my spirit, we're going to start the great book of Romans. And there's one thing that I want to point out as we begin the book that we won't get to for a long time. I know my journeys are slow through these books, and I want to say this up front because it's information we don't get until the 16th chapter, but it's information that kind of helps lay the narrative out for the entire book. Romans chapter 16, verse 22. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. This is our indicator that Paul doesn't actually push the pen across the parchment, across the paper. Someone else does, someone named Tertius. However, in Romans 1:1, the greeting is Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. And according to Paul's own writings to the Corinthians, to the Thessalonians, in his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul tells us that he always writes with his own hand. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 17, the salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is a sign in every epistle, so I write. Now, at the end of Romans, that 16th chapter, Tertius says he wrote it, and then, this is the interesting part, then after the amen of verse 24, there's a whole separate benediction in Romans 16, 25 to 27. And we'll get to this when we get to the end of the book, but I just want to let you know that it appears that Paul doesn't actually write Romans. He transcribes Romans to Tertius and then gives his own closing at the end of Tertius's writing, which explains the narrative that the book of Romans is probably a conversation between Paul and Tertius, basically a teaching session in which Paul possibly answers Tertius's questions, because the book of Romans, unlike any other epistle, or at least to an extent not equaled in any other epistle, is a question and answer book. It's Paul posing a variety of questions and then answering them immediately. And since Tertius admits to writing the book at the end of the book, and yet Paul greets you and then gives his own ending, it leads us to believe that quite possibly Tertius is writing down, as well as possible, the transcript of a question and answer session he has with the Apostle Paul. Now, this version of the narrative is supported by the fact that the book of Romans is what I call circular. It does not move left to right in an organized pattern. Romans goes around many issues. It starts, after, of course, the greeting, it starts by the establishment of God's righteous judgment being equal upon Jew and Gentile, and then all of a sudden it diverts into righteousness by faith, and it stays there for almost half the book before he goes back to the Jew-Gentile question. So you see a guy talking who gets distracted with a thought and follows the thought to completion and then goes back to what he was originally talking about. As we go through Romans, we'll point out these little nuances in the narrative. I think it will help you realize the flow. It'll also force us to jump ahead once in a while to help explain passages. We'll have to do that in the very first chapter. We'll do a little more groundwork on this tomorrow. I'll give you some background. We'll talk to you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.